This is Southside.
Now, over the years, we've worked with your Taylor Herrings, we've worked with, obviously, your Golden Goose PR, a whole range of folk, Peter Stewart Hunt, of course, from PR UK Works, a whole stack of fine folk, but every so often, there's a new star that burns into the public relations sphere, and quite rightly so, having brought us a whole variety of fantastic folk, also responsible for looking after one of our good colleagues, Mike Dooley's work when he's actually over in Britain. If we say those magical words, Lynn McNichol from Lynn McNichol PR, are you indeed there, Lynn?
I am indeed, Alex. Good morning. How are you?
Great stuff. Very good indeed. Now, talk with us effectively. We know that journalism can often be a route into public relations. This is a particular life journey you followed yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I started out writing reviews and doing interviews for local newspapers, and then I stumbled into the job of pop columnist for the Scottish Sun. And from there, really thought, well, I know this side of the fence, so I'm quite interested in looking at the PR side. And that's kind of how it happened, just being in the right place at the right time. I certainly didn't think I was going to start off being a PR, but I actually went for a job with, have you heard of the band Wet, Wet, Wet?
The three W's, of course, you know, the whole range of love. Lynn McNichol Is All Around, I think, was one of the original titles they wanted to actually go for the whole thing.
Well, I went for a job actually as I'm doing the accounts for Wet, 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 and the manager at the time said, why are you here? You know, you should clearly be in PR. Mm. And that's really how it all started. So I served my apprenticeship whilst listening to the dulcet tones of Love Is All Around being recorded. And really things just moved on from there. Mm. I was freelance for a number of years, and then I decided it's probably time to get a proper job, and I joined the BBC in Scotland and thoroughly enjoyed working across entertainment and children's and factual right across the board. Did quite a lot on Radio Scotland actually as well, and learned a lot about TV publicity, and then got fed up working 9 to 5 and decided that really in my bones I had to be freelance. So I left there in 2005. And went freelance again, and I've been really, really lucky in that I've never advertised. It's really been word of mouth, and I feel now that I can work with clients that I really believe in. Because to me, PR is just like selling, you know. And if you don't believe in what you're selling, then you can't sell it. And I think that shines out from you when you're talking to people. So, you know, I've got a pretty good roster of clients, and they're all people that I like, and I believe in what they're doing. So.
I was going to say, the world has never looked back, because already you've been responsible for linking Siren and indeed Southside with such luminaries as Lorna Reed, of course, the two Donalds, and indeed upcoming, of course, Anne Smith. In fact, by the time this actually piece goes out, Anne, our psychic baker, might well have actually already contributed a whole range of things to the whole package, etc. Lynn, Scotland is one of those countries that seems to go through lots of cycles of tremendous success, and then it sort of moves on to areas where it becomes a little bit more challenging, and people say, oh, it's always good. Is there a kind of sense of positivity in a cultural industries that's really developing in North Border?
I think so, definitely. I mean, Scotland's always been very good at building people up and then kind of knocking them down when they, in Scotland's eyes, get too big for their boots. but, I mean, certainly Scotland's got more media than anywhere else in the UK, many more newspapers, daily newspapers, local newspapers, radio as well. I think there's definitely a bit of a vibe happening at the moment. There's been times, obviously, when Scotland's been terrific with bands coming out, lots of music. I think we've always kind of punched above our weight a little bit. Mm. So,
I mean, certainly looking from the point of view of even community radio and that sort of aspect, stations in Pitlochry, stations in Stirling, the campus Stirling University, etc., it seemed as though you kind of were pretty much ahead of what we were doing here in England, as so far as actually getting stations that weren't totally commercial or indeed weren't BBC oriented together.
Absolutely. Of course, I'm going to agree with you on that. But I was involved in Chrysalis's bid for the Central Scotland Regional Radio Licence, and that was a fascinating experience. I really admired what they were trying to do, and learned a lot about radio. And that was good. We didn't win it, unfortunately, but it was a good process to be involved in.
I couldn't believe that the record label responsible for Debbie Harry and Blondie, amongst other things, couldn't get a license. It's very strange, but never mind. That's a different line and a different perspective. The industry is something where we constantly keep saying it's all about communications, it's all about building up relations, etc. You've already said you've likened it to ensuring that you believe in and whom you're actually promoting and getting that message across, because it's a lot easier if you do have that area. Are there any cases, and no names obviously here, where you've actually had to publicise something or something's possibly come up on the agenda and you've just thought, no, this just doesn't seem right?
And that was one of the reasons I got out of the BBC, to be honest, because, you know, you had a roster of programmes and sometimes you might know that that programme just isn't, you know, it's not as great as you have to say it is. And it's important to maintain a credibility with journalists. If journalists think, and you've got a good relationship with the journalist, and they think, well, you're just going to say everything's great, Lynn, how am I going to know actually what really are the gems? And so in that way, probably what I would do is pull back and maybe just not push it, but I'd push the ones that I really knew did have something and really did work. Now it's a different ballgame entirely for me, because I just don't take on clients where I think that, you know, I can't see what the story is, or I can't see what the merit is, or anything like that. And, you know, that's a good position to be in. I'm not a massive corporate agency. I'm not chasing corporate clients. So I really just can work on what I do believe in, and that's my, you know, that's the way I work. And people know that, and maybe that's why I get the good stuff.
Absolutely. So, it maintains your inner integrity and works on that basis. Now, we mentioned at the start, of course, that Mike Dooley is back in Britain later on this year. Hopefully we'll be connecting together when he's actually down in London and so on. How did you actually come into Mike Dooley's totally, or the universe today, totally unique thoughts, touch.com? How did that connect with your good self?
Well, you know, I think I actually attracted the law of attraction itself with Mike. I have been interested in the law of attraction for a number of years, and that's my way of working, really. And, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And I was a subscriber. I got the notes from the universe every day, and I noticed he was doing a tour, and I thought, well, you know, if you don't ask. So I contacted them and said, look, do you need any help with UK press? And we sort of had the dialogue back and forward, and that's basically how it came about. And I'm really pleased to be working with him, because I just want what he's saying and what he's doing to get to as wide an audience as possible. And so, therefore, if I can be involved in that process by, you know, getting them on TV, radio, all things like that in the UK, then in a way, you know, there's a bigger picture to it. It's not simply just doing the PR, but it is communicating what he's saying to as wide an audience as possible, and that makes me feel good. So that's how it came about.
I feel you've almost joined the Siren 107.3 FM Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition families, as well as obviously the Southside ones as well, really, with Mike obviously being very much on our sister station and all connected in all sorts of ways from that point of view. Progressing onwards then, we're in 2011, obviously sorting out a whole variety of things. Mike has already raised an issue, which I'm sure he'd be happy for us to talk about again, about how subscribers to tut.com can also support the relief fund for obviously the tsunami disaster in Japan and so on. If you were actually asked, as I'm going to ask you now, in fact, Lynn, in a world which sometimes seems as though it's going completely crazy, how do you actually keep a kind of sane, centered perspective on that? What kind of couple of words of advice would you actually provide?
Stay true to yourself and come at things with the right intention, and the right intention will always shine through. As long as you're being honest with people and you're trying to do the best that you can do and be the best that you can be, you know, without bringing ego into it. I think ego has a lot to answer for. We all need a certain amount, obviously, but it's really just about intention and staying true to what you believe in. And you know in yourself if it doesn't feel right. You know, you physically feel wrong. So keep being true.
In other words, take, as I often say, the tummy test. If it sort of feels okay and it goes from that, then run with it from that point of view. And clearly,
absolutely,
you know, Lynn McNichol's ego is just absolutely perfect, and there's no possible better ego in the entire world than the Lynn McNichol ego and the Lynn McNichol era. Then,
you ever thought of getting into PR, Alex?
Well, I'm sure we could talk about all manner of delightful things, really. I'm delighted you actually said you were looking after wetters. I mean, for one moment, I thought you might have said Texas, which would have been fine, of course, but then I thought you might have said, oh, Bay City Rollers, and I would have said, oh, I don't know where we're going with that.
Actually, I've just been working with the Bay City Rollers.
Well, there we are.
With Les McEwen.
Yep.
Would you like to have a chat with Les McEwen?
I think, you know, to shang-a-lang in the classic sort of Bay City Roller scarf-wearing tartan scenario, I think we would definitely run with that. Fantastic stuff. Lynn, listen, we've got two final questions to ask you on the piece today. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
Well, in true Scots fashion, I have to say it's been fun, Dabby Dozy.
Oh, please. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the very near future?
Please, yes, definitely.
Lynn McNichol from, of course, Lynn McNichol PR. We salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.